This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack and I with you as Ike is off today.
Yeah.
Don't worry. He'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah, everyone calm down.
Relax.
Yeah.
How does he even work with those two guys?
Two idiots.
Why can't it just be Ike?
Wow, why can't it be Ike and Hugh in the afternoons?
Yeah, yep. maybe Richie occasionally.
Yeah, yeah,
we
yeah,
get
yeah,
that
yeah.
mentioned as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
The whole day of shows we got to put together.
Yeah.
Not just 4 hours.
Yeah. So, Jose Alvarado suspended for 80 games and the postseason for essentially artificial testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
The reason given by Dave Dombrowski was that he was trying to lose weight and he didn't know what he was taking.
Right.
Now, to credit Dombrowski, he did say Alvarado is responsible. Regardless, it's not like he was... I don't think he was taking away Alvarado's responsibility. I think more than anything, he was trying to soften the blow on him a little
bit. Well, and I think that is shown by their statement and how they've talked about it. They're not fighting it. They didn't protest it. They said they're disappointed in Jose. So, you know, it's not like they've been like, this is ridiculous. This is an outrage. It's just testosterone.
Yeah, it's one of two things. Either he was completely irresponsible in what he was taking and didn't find out enough. Again, these guys are tested constantly for these things. So if you're a professional athlete and you're doing anything but drinking coffee, eating food, you know, whatever it is, whatever you're putting into your body, you have to go to the team or go to the union and say, is this okay? So either he didn't do that or that he knew what he was doing and was hoping he would get away with it. And to just say, oh, I was just trying to lose weight, that's a ridiculous excuse. And there are a million ways to lose weight that don't have you test positive for testosterone replacement. So that's the first thing. But the thing that we're talking about is how big a deal the missing Alvarado is. Mm-hmm. Jack doesn't think it's that huge a deal. You want to give your sort of reason why?
Well, yeah, I think that they're pretty well equipped to handle it in the postseason. And I think he's a really good pitcher. Obviously, he was having a great year. And how much of that was aided by what he was taking? Who knows? You know, it's hard to quantify that. But I think that they are well positioned here to be able to assume the blow. And at the trade deadline, whether it's making a big trade, hopefully not trading one of their top five prospects. If Alvarado getting hurt or getting suspended costs them one of those top five, I'm going to be furious because, you know, they might not have had to do it. But I think as they head into the postseason, they have all these starting pitchers. We're not even talking about Painter yet. I mean, they could realistically have seven starters. And when you get into a postseason series, he did this in 2018 with the Red Sox. They had Chris Sale, they had Nathan Eovaldi, and now Chris Sale was obviously the starter, but sometimes they used him out of the bullpen. He closed out the World Series. I just think that they have such a plethora of arms that when they get into those games, they have options to where they can even start some of these guys. They can make them long men. They can get through these games. And I don't think it's a death blow to this season.
215-592-9494. I don't think it's a death blow. I do think it's a bigger deal than you're saying. I think if I look back at the last month and a half of Phillies baseball, I could easily say, first of all, you could very, very easily say the bullpen was the weakest part of their team.
Yeah, even though they last 3 weeks, they've really...
They've been
right the ship out there.
They've been better, for sure. But I still think it's probably the weakest point of their team. So you already needed a bullpen arm at the deadline. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, I look back at the last 6 weeks of Phillies baseball, and I say, if there's no Jose Alvarado, how many wins does it cost them? And I think it probably costs them 3 or 4 wins. I think it's fair to say that. And that's an enormous difference. 3 or 4 games in a quarter of a season is an enormous difference. Even if you say it's 2 games, that's 8 games. That's the difference between winning 96 games and 88 games. It's the difference between being in the playoffs and not being in the playoffs. And I agree with you that if they took this, if we were 2 weeks away from the postseason, I could say, we're just going to take one of these guys, we're going to put him in the bullpen, and we'll be fine. But we're not. We're 115 games away from the postseason that they're going to have to make before they... And I'm optimistic generally about the Phillies. I think they are a good team. I think they're a better team than they've been being given credit for. And being a half game behind the Mets and the Dodgers for the best record in the National League on pace for 99 wins, I'm just worried that on pace for 99 wins was with Jose Alvarado, not without Jose Alvarado.
And I just think that it's the easiest trade to also make at the trade deadline. There's always relievers available.
Well, we said that last year.
Yeah, and they got Carlos Estevez.
And he was a disaster.
He wasn't a disaster. He was fine.
He was not as good as what they needed. There were better relievers that got traded at the deadline than Carlos Estevez.
Sure.
And we overpaid for
Carlos
Estevez.
But my point more is about there's always relievers available at the deadline. Like it's a pretty easy trade to make. And I know they sent him down. I know that Max Lazar is up. Everyone get excited about Max Lazar. But watching Mick Abel yesterday... Starting rotation, sure, if you want, but like I saw someone that I think could be a real force multiplier in that bullpen.
But Tyler Phillips threw a complete game
shutout. Tyler Phillips threw 89 miles an hour.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm saying is before... This happens all the time with young pitchers. Not that Mick Abel can't be good, but when guys get up to the majors and nobody's seen them pitch before and they have a good first few starts, and then when they get on tape and people can study them a little bit, I'm just like... I'm not saying, okay, Mick Abel, he's going to solve our problem.
Well, I don't think he's going to... I'm not going to expect him to go out there and do what he did. But you still saw stuff that popped. Like, Tyler Phillips' stuff never popped. And Mick Abel was a former first-round pick and is still a top-10 prospect. Phillips was a guy that claimed off waivers.
Will you just admit you hated Tyler Phillips the entire time?
I didn't hate. People got ahead of themselves.
215.
Like you, and actually Dave Dombrowski, who said that he factored into them not trading for a star to the trade.
Well, that's insane. 215-592-9494. Vince and Broomall, you're on WIP. What's up, Vince?
Oh, my God. You guys have so many topics on the table. I don't know which rabbit hole to go down, but I'm going to stick to what I know. So the guy, Sean, who called back and got into the whole TRT thing.
Yes.
So 99% of the... I grew up in gym since I was 12 years old, college sports, all that stuff. I'm not going to go down that, but I know what I'm talking about. Everyone says they know what they're talking about, but I'm going to lay out how it's
you're different. Yes.
By the way, yeah, exactly. Everybody's different to their own perspective, of course. But Spike, your answer to him, without even probably knowing anything about pharmacological drugs or enhancements or any of the kind of stuff that's actually going on in sports that they don't talk about, was exactly the right example of like if Embiid hurts his knee. So these guys, so Harvard just did a study and they came out with, I think they did about 1,500 men. And they went around gyms all across the country. And this is just average Joe Blows working at Home Depot. And the study came out that 47% of men over the age of 40 are injecting either testosterone cypionate or testosterone anthionate, which is typical TRT or HRT, into their ass 2 to 3 times a week. And there's just regular guys doing nothing. And so in sports, it doesn't get so many people are ignorant to the fact that these guys are doing all sorts of stuff, not all year round necessarily. They know the test schedules. They know, by the way, there's so many masking agents to beat these tests.
Sure.
Too.
Right.
So what people love to play, they get into this ignorant standpoint of, oh, he didn't know what he was doing. These guys know exactly what they're doing to it. We're talking about algorithms now and sports and analytics. These guys know down to a T, now to the milliliter, to the microgram of what they're putting in their body. And this guy who called in, Sean, who's like, oh yeah, TRT, it's steroids regardless. If you're holding a syringe of artificial testosterone, whether you claim to need it or not because your baseline's lower, by the way, everyone's baseline is different. That's what makes you an athlete or a non-athlete. It's your genetics. So like, Embiid's joint baseline is terrible. So if he takes HGH to help his joint, his knees, his hips, his feet, whatever, that's still technically breaking the rules.
Yes.
So, and by the way, I think steroids should be legal in all sports because it's their bodies. They can do what they want. You know, 1997 to 2003 was the best era of baseball ever. So I'm not necessarily against it. I've never put a drug in my body my entire life. But all these guys taking TRT, it's still steroids. When you're injecting artificial testosterone into your body, whether it's 1 milligram or 1,000 milligrams, it's still steroids. If you're a diabetic and you put insulin in your body, you need it. It's still insulin if someone else is putting it in their body. Because, by the way, that's also a performance enhancer.
Right. I think my point to him overall is that, like, once you start blurring the line about, exactly, well, he needs it or doesn't need it, well, all these, I think too many times people think about performance enhancing drugs to take you, they think about Barry Bonds. Okay, it made him from a 45 home run hitter into a 70 home run hitter. But the big thing is if it is helping you even to recover from injury,
exactly,
faster.
So many factors. And by the way, they take Barry Bonds, who's the hyper example of one of the greatest athletes of all time. Not everybody's a responder to steroids like he is. All those mid-level guys who never got out of double A, and by the way, to this day, still, I have like 5 friends that are in the minors. They tell me the stories of what actually goes on in those locker rooms because they're all fighting for hundreds of millions of dollars. Well, I mean, billions if you factor in the whole sport. And so the propensity to do it, they have such a thing at stake to set up their entire family. You're not going to think of, like, Jose Alvarado, for example. It's not a question of, oh, well, should he do it or not? In his head, if he doesn't do it, he might lose his job. And that's what these people don't get.
He was on the downtrend in his career, yeah.
He's getting older. He's an endomorph genetically anyway, so it's hard for him to keep weight off.
That's what I am.
And so if you take 2 twins, for example, and say one has like an 800 testosterone and one has a low testosterone, like 200, and they have everything else is the same about these 2 twins. If the one shit twin with a 200 testosterone injects TRT in his steroids, testosterone cypionate, into his body just to get up to the baseline that the other twin has, he's still going to perform better because artificial testosterone is different than natural testosterone that's produced by our testes.
Well,
it's a performance enhancer.
Yeah, and the last thing he said, I remember, you remember David Segee, the baseball player. So
yes.
David Segee got in trouble for
the station a bunch of times.
Yeah, and when he got caught taking HGH, but then afterwards he sort of went on a not a speaking tour, but he talked a lot about, hey, look, my arthritis in my knee was so bad that I took HGH and it made it better, and players should be able to take it to heal injury. That's an argument you can make if you want to. But the problem is that, like again, the thing that you said, you have to figure out, everyone needs the same baseline, or everyone needs the same rules.
Which no one will ever have because genetics changes your baseline.
Right.
So my testosterone, I actually literally just got blood work about a week and a half ago, and my testosterone came back 800, which is relatively high for, I'm 43, relatively high for a healthy male who's never taken a drug his entire life. I've never even taken a freaking bong hit. And so the most men at my age typically start to go around the 500, 600, and then they get into the 200s, 300s. The doctors tell them, oh, you can go on, quote unquote, TRT. It's just replacing what you should have been otherwise. Well, you know, 200 years ago when this stuff didn't, well, 300 years ago, it was 200 years ago, it actually did exist. They weren't doing that. They weren't injecting it into their body. You didn't have that advantage. It's still an advantage because here's the bottom line. Your baseline is your baseline. So if you're taking something to increase your baseline, it doesn't matter if it's getting up to someone else's baseline. I mean, how many drugs would we need to get to Michael Jordan's baseline? His baseline is just better. So it's still a performance enhancer for you specifically.
Yes, I agree. I think the people defending him and saying, well, he just used it for weight loss, like, it's crazy.
I don't know what they're talking about, and I get it. No one knows the ins and outs of this kind of stuff, but performance enhancers are performance enhancers, and that's it. Like, everyone's baseline is different. I wouldn't call it cheating. That's, like, Barry Bonds, he's one of my favorite athletes. He's a terrible scumbag, but he's one of the great. I mean, what he did between 2000 and 2004, people don't understand that 5-year span, what he actually, he had 7 pitches a month to hit, and he deposited them in the Cove every single time. To do what he did on paper will never be done again, and everyone else in the league was also doing it. So by definition, he wasn't cheating, because everyone else was doing it. He only did it because he saw all these other guys getting, you know, coming up to his level that he knew he had more physical ability on. So even the playing field.
All right, Vince. We appreciate the call, man. Very passionate and informed.
I hate this argument. It's just because no one knows what they're talking about. Everyone cheats. So it's not even cheating. They're all doing it.
Yeah, somebody, thank you for the call, Vince. Somebody tweeted at me like, oh, he was taking the GRP-1, like Ozempic or something. But that That's not what he tested positive for.
No.
Like he that can make, if you lose weight, your testosterone can go up a little bit naturally, but he didn't test positive for naturally elevated testosterone. That's not what he tested positively for. And by the way, I don't doubt that one of the benefits of him doing this was that he's in better shape, but when you're taking drugs to get in better shape, that's against the rules. And whether you think it should be against the rules or not is not the point. The point is it is against the rules. I'm sorry.
I got you.
Yeah. Like, it drives me crazy.
Want to talk about the Tush Push?
Oh, yeah, Tush Push. So, Frankie Louvu, you might remember him for jumping over the Eagles' defensive line.
So, it was so funny because that's one of the most memorable ref moments of my life.
Yes.
It was. It reminded me so much. I think the first time I ever saw it was Andy's first game back here in 2013, where the ref got on the mic and said, offsides, everyone on the offensive line.
Yeah.
It was so weird. I'd never seen that in football before. The Frankie Louvu thing was amazing.
Well, yeah, because the ref was like, if you do it again, everybody's getting grounded.
It sounded like he was basically doing 5,
yep.
4, yep. 3, yep. 2, yep. 1.
So Frankie Louvu was on with Kyle Brandt. We think this is on Good Morning Football, correct.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit GoldenOakLending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Talking about the Tush Push, here's what he had to say.
On the Tush Push, whether to keep it or to ban it. As a guy who has been out there in a playoff game trying to defend it, is it unfair and should the league ban it?
Yeah, I think they should ban it. You know what I mean? But I know the argument is going to be about like, hey, yo, well, you guys have to stop it. Don't get us in short yardage and whatnot. But
yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like a Chico play, man. You got Jordan Mailata on the right. You got... You know, it's pretty much a scrum in rugby. That's how I kind of look at it. And we got to have a scrum, too, on the other side. And the scrum is, you know, we have a cadence where we all go at once. It's not like you hard count or and this and that where, you know, now you're getting us or myself jumping over the pile thinking that they're about to snap the ball. And that's just my own personal opinion, and I'm going to leave it at that.
It's rugby. And he's basically complaining that they're too good at it.
Well, also, that Mailata's not on the other side of the formation.
Yeah.
Come on, Frankie.
Yeah, come on.
He sounds like a complainer.
But everybody's a baby. Diana Rossini reported that the Eagles are calling other teams and trying. This is very political, almost. It's like trying to get the votes. They got to get the votes. They're voting tomorrow or Wednesday.
Tomorrow.
It's tomorrow now.
Yes.
On whether... my prediction, I'm actually going to go slightly against the grain. I think the Eagles are going to get the votes. And I think we're going to get the tush push one more year. And I think when we get the tush push one more year, we are celebrating the tush push. It's like, you know how Kobe had his farewell tour as a player?
Yep.
You know, we're going to get the farewell tour as a tush push. We're going to get it this year. Goodell, make sure he gets rid of it next year. But this year, we are tush pushing over the entire NFL. I want Nick Sirianni to shove it in everybody's faces this one last year that we're going to have it. I think we're going to get it one final year.
If they play the Packers in Lambeau this year? Just do it the entire time. Entire first time. So, listen, I just want the Eagles to stop. I'm a little annoyed by the, we've got to lobby for the play.
Yes.
No.
You should lobby for every play that helps you.
Just move on. Like, it seems so soft. Like, just, it's probably going to get outlawed. I'm not a fan of it. Like, I think it should just be a regular quarterback sneak. I don't think that you should be able to push from behind. I think that's ridiculous.
We all know why you're not a fan of it.
No, it's actually, I guess I've been anti Jalen for a longer time, but like,
you don't like it because Jalen gets touchdowns out of it.
Well, of course, it's ridiculous, but that's not my main reason.
But it helps the Eagles.
I'm a fan of football.
It helps the
Eagles.
But
I don't think it's legal. So
Mr. Rulebook in there.
Yeah, it is legal
right now, but yeah, they're trying to get rid of it. I just, the Eagles need to stop calling teams lobbying for this, because you look weak. You're fine. It's a quarterback
sneak. They don't look weak.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. They should be proud.
No. They should be proud that they created a play so unstoppable that it had to get outlawed from the league.
And they should do everything in their power to not have it be outlawed.
They're going
to
be fine. It's just run the normal quarterback sneak. He still squats 600 pounds, and it's going to be fine. You're really fighting this hard.
It's not even fighting hard. It's doing.
They're calling other teams to try to get the play
right,
to stay
and they
in.
Should. They no. should do everything in their power to
Let
keep the tush
go.
Push. No, this is sour grapes from you about Jalen Hurts.
It's and nothing to do with
this. It has everything to do with Jalen, and it is the slight line of demarcation between me and you on Jalen is that I do not let my Jalen stuff corrupt. They should be doing everything they can. This team and coaching staff came up with a play that is so good that the other teams are trying to outlaw it. So
yes,
they should not only be proud that they came up with it, they should do everything in their power to keep it. And Nick Sirianni, I'll tell you what, Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie owe it to Nick Sirianni and owe it to the players owe it to us to do everything in their power to keep the play. They need the windows
closed.
We're
doing all this for a quarterback sneak.
Yes. If windows close so quickly, and the difference, we saw it against the Rams, the difference between winning and losing in the NFL can be one play. It can be 1/4 and 1. It could be 1/3 and 1. It could be one play that is the difference between us winning a Super Bowl and not winning a Super Bowl. And if we are in that position, I guarantee you, Jack, if we are in the playoffs next year and the tush push is outlawed and there is some 4th and 1 that we don't get on a sneak that we could have gotten with the tush push, people are like you are going to be insane.
Well, first off, no one is like me on this.
Plenty of people are like you on that.
What, the tush push?
Yes.
Everyone loves the tush push.
Oh, I don't get that sense.
Really?
Well, maybe it's because I do the show with you and Ike, and Ike doesn't like the tush push.
Yeah, because
either.
We're football men. It's as simple as that. We respect the game.
Ike is looking at it as a defensive player and wouldn't want to have to stop it and thinks it's unfair.
Because
and
it
you
is.
Don't like Jalen. You are both, like, your opinions on this are slanted in a way that is not normal. A normal Eagles fan looks at this and says, we have an unstoppable play. We should keep our unstoppable play. That's it.
I just think it's... I just can't believe they're calling around the league to complain about whether or not a freaking quarterback sneak
what
is
else
gonna,
should they be doing right
just,
now?
Just put on your bootstraps a little bit. Like pull them up a little bit. You'll be all right. You're the Super Bowl champs. Like, this is so... I'm not... Like, you guys are big dogs. And
yes.
For me, this is some little dog stuff.
It is not. You should fight to keep every single advantage you have. This is something that Bill, it was one of the reasons that Bill Belichick and Tom Brady were so successful in New England.
What?
And everybody looks at it as cheating.
You want to know what they ran? A quarterback's knee.
No, but
and
here,
they were fine.
Here is my point. My point is that people, I believe Deflategate happened. I believe they lowered the ball because they saw a very, very slim advantage in keeping those balls deflated a very, very tiny amount.
Pause.
And what they did was, what they did was they made sure that every tiny little advantage went in their favor. I agree with you. This is not a huge thing. But they're acting
like it's a huge
thing. But the little things matter. The little things matter, and plays like this matter. And I will throw it right back in your and Ike's face if we lose a playoff
game.
They're
going to be fine. They're going to be fine. They're still going to be great at running a quarterback sneak. We need to lobby the league and lobby these teams to keep this.
Yes. And in fact, if Jeffrey, Howie, if you need me to call teams, I'll call teams and lobby.
I don't know if that's going to help their case.
Question their manhood.
Yeah.
215.
You're the Super Bowl champs.
215-592-9494. I can't believe anyone would agree with you on this.
Of course they don't agree with me.
This is one of your worst positions.
Yeah. I know. I know. No one agrees with me. That's fine. I've never liked the Tush Bush.
Debate days continue. We have a new non-sports debate coming up next. Actually, Chris from Middletown touched on it a little bit. And your thoughts on Jose Alvarado. How big a deal is the loss of Alvarado? 215-592-9494. Ike out today. Just me and Jack. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike out today. Back tomorrow. You are stuck with me, Jack, and Buzz.
Yes.
Sorry.
How's that make everyone feel?
Probably not great.
No. Especially after that last segment.
Oh, with you saying that Tush Push, they should just grow up about it? Loser.
Oh, YouTube comments are on fire.
Oh,
no. Your team. I didn't know that they hated the Phillies. That's what they do.
It's actually pretty rich of you to talk about how the Eagles should stop trying to keep things within the rules when your best reliever broke the rules and potentially ruined the season.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
I'm just like I didn't know that. You know, we can't be fans of all the teams. Congratulations on hating the Eagles YouTube chat.
Well, you know, they hate the Phillies.
They hate the Eagles. Yeah, with every fiber of my being. Yeah. Never rooted for them once.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. The loss of Jose Alvarado is ultimately a big deal or not a big deal. 87.5% say big deal.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
You're on the wrong side of history.
Well, listen, someone's got to man up around here.
Oh, actually, before we get to back to Alvarado, it is debate days on WIP.
Debate days.
All week, big debates on WIP. I'm going to have to argue with Richie later this week about whether Jalen's elite. That went well with Ike last time.
I think he is elite.
Are you doing your Richie there?
And no,
yeah.
Spike,
Joe.
He is elite.
Why do you not think he is elite?
All right.
I love Richie. I'm just messing.
I love Richie, too. So we're doing some non-sports debates today.
Yeah. Well, because, listen, sports debates, boring.
We do the same ones a lot. So we've done, is it okay to back your car into a spot in the parking lot?
You've on the wrong end of that one.
We did, can you say you read the book if you listened to the audiobook?
People got very passionate about that one.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, I got a couple text messages about it.
I got a text from Jolly.
Really?
Said, who the hell cares?
Oh, well, there you go.
Why don't you tell Jolly?
Yeah, I got to take Jolly down tomorrow.
Yeah, why don't you shove it?
And the Daryl Morey thing.
Did you and Jolly have a nice crossover last night?
We had a great crossover. Yeah. It started at 10:15.
Wow, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. Sounds like Jolly's listening to the show in preparation for tomorrow.
It is. I shouldn't drop any more hints of the info.
Dude, I can't wait for you versus Jolly on Morey tomorrow.
I am going to obliterate him.
Nah, I'm team Jolly on this.
By the way, the people who were texting you, were they in support of me or in support of
No, they're Seltzer? Mad that they're in support of you. They're mad at me and Seltzer.
Yeah. This big reader over here trying to decide who gets to say they read a book.
Didn't know you wrote a book like I did.
On this one, Superior Generation, Gen X or Millennial. It's a shame because you have no chance on this one, Jack. Generation X, I believe, is the best generation. So
is Generation X your generation?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So it goes Greatest Generation, then Baby Boomers, then Gen X, then Millennial, then Gen Z, then Gen Alpha.
And Gen Beta, which
and
is
Gen
Sutton.
Beta. Right. You're two different Gen. See, I think the biggest, here are the biggest two things you could say as a difference between generation. I believe that millennials are the worst generation.
Yeah, see, this is.
Though I don't think it's your fault.
This is where, okay, so I don't care about, I think, I like Gen X, right? Like,
oh, okay.
It's not about Gen X versus, I just, to stick up for millennials.
Yeah.
So I think we get a really bad rep. And I think that we have actually been arguably the most important generation from the standpoint of workers' rights, which is really important.
Who is texting you this stuff?
I just wanted to see how you'd react
that
to
that. That is the least Jack Fritz thing I've ever heard in my life.
But think about the advancements we've had since the millennials have become. Like, we actually get respect.
But see, here's the thing.
I know, because you used to try to keep down the man.
No, here's just actually the truth. Millennials don't know anything about workers' rights. They learned about workers' rights through sports, and they tweet about them all day long because nobody goes to work anymore because millennials are lazy. So here are the biggest problems with millennials. They are lazy. None of them grind. None of them work very hard. And the other thing is, since they've spent their entire lives looking at social media, none of them have created any great art. I want you to think about
this. Is your biggest, like, stupid bone of contention?
It's not. Think about all of the huge music things that
were done
by Gen X.
All you're thinking about is music. Like, congratulations,
movies,
you had better music.
But it's massive, and it's a bad thing for society. What you guys have done is essentially take 30 years and not create anything.
I think
didn't create anything.
We created a happier society. I think that I think dads, millennial dads, are the best versions of dads. We're way more involved.
Because
we care
none
a lot.
Of you go to work.
I go to work every single day. Now I'm on the bottom end of the millennials.
Yeah, yes.
So whatever. But I think millennials started off poorly. I agree with you. I think we had a bad 10 years. I think the next 10 years, millennials are heating up. I think we're going to be the best sports parents because we went through what your psychos people did with the old yelling at coaches.
No,
and
you're
trying
thinking
at coaches.
Of boomers. You're thinking of boomers.
Whatever. Yeah. I'm lumping you all together.
We didn't yell at coaches.
Yeah, but listen, the generation of parents that have to complain to the coaches all the time, I think the millennials are going to change that narrative.
By not caring. By staring at their phones while their kids are...
That's where you go unfair.
I bet if you go to a Little League game where most of the parents are millennials, they're all sitting in the bleachers looking at their phones. I guarantee it. And by the way, they're not looking at their phones for work. They're looking at their
Instagram feeds
and Twitter feeds. It's actually... I'm sad about it. I'm sad about it.
Is that why they need the pitch clock in Little League? Just so they can speed up the game a little bit?
Yeah, so everybody can get home to their Netflix or whatever the hell you guys do all day.
I think the millennials are going to age very, very well. We've advanced this country in way more ways than your generation had.
Really?
Yeah.
Workers' rights.
Like the workers' rights thing that Jack's very passionate about.
Yeah. Workers' rights.
Yeah.
Treating people fairly.
Okay. So,
being nice.
Okay. So what is the thing that they've done for workers' rights?
Got us some time off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like paternity leave?
Like paternity leave.
All right. There it is.
Yep. You can't just fire people unjustly.
215-592-9494.
There's Ike!
Why is he on TV and not here on the radio show?
Wow.
Unbelievable.
This guy, you can't keep him off the television.
He's giving takes about Alvarado on TV.
Yeah. He doesn't get paid for that.
Yeah, where's his takes here? Ken and Cinnaminson, you're on WIP. Ken?
Oh, I bet.
Ken's probably on mute.
Well, Ken, speaking of a boomer.
Ken, are you on mute? No.
Ken, I can tell, would not like the...
Millennials?
Millennials, yeah. Yes.
Cowboy Jim, you're on WIP. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Millennial, Gen X. What I see on the airplane just scares the hell out of me. These parents and their kids. Oh, my God, my child is the second coming. Oh, my God, this and that. It's just the victim all the time. I can't take it anymore. That's where the
millennials are going to help, though.
Let me ask you this, Cowboy Jim. I read an article, I think it was in the BBC, about the generation or the people who watch their tablets and their phones on the planes without headphones. Would you say that is mostly millennial age or Gen X age?
No, that's the older crowd. The ones who are listening and it's out loud so everyone can hear it.
Yes.
Yes, that's an older, that's like the baby boomer generation.
Yeah, you know, come on, Spike.
Because they don't know how to use it. They're just like sitting there and it's blaring out. And I tap them on the shoulder. I'm like, why do we all have to listen to this? You know? And they're like, what? What are you talking about? You know, so, yeah, it's usually the older crowd.
So are you calling about Alvarado?
Oh, me?
Yeah. What are you calling
about? Winners never cheat. Cheaters never win. But anyway, I want to talk about Wegovy and Ozempic. My wife works for that. Now, that like these two weight loss drugs, they don't have testosterone.
No,
now,
they
if you
don't.
Lose weight, your body will produce
correct.
Testosterone.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm just saying, like, where is he get what is he taking?
He took he did TRT. That's what he did. He did testosterone replacement. Look, I don't know this for a fact, but that's likely what he did. So now, one of the advantages to having a higher level testosterone is you can burn calories early. Like your weight could go down, but that is not the primary function of taking TRT.
Yep.
So yes.
Well,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit GoldenOakLending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
He was not like just the people are just assuming this means like he was on Ozempic or something. He was not on Ozempic. That's not what would do this. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Because she's confused about it. She works in safety.
Yeah.
And she just was wondering how this all happened. But anyway, as for the tush push, get rid of it. What are we going to do next? Take the pads off? Take the helmets off? Throw the ball backwards? And then advance it by kicking it? What's next? Come on, losers.
Well, that's a horrible example. Thank you for being on my side, Cowboy Jim. And he's hung up.
Yeah, that's what he did.
I want to hear what his bone to pick with everyone was.
Look, his entire life is a bone to pick with us.
I guess so.
Yeah. He's always got a bone to pick.
I know, but he didn't get to it.
Yeah.
He probably could have won.
215-592-9494. You don't have a bone to pick with National Appliance Warehouse.
Would never. Because as we've determined here, you know, there's a lot of things that set National Appliance Warehouse apart. And, you know, I think the main ones and the ones that truly, truly make it a difference-making experience down at National Appliance Warehouse are, one, getting the best price. I think we all care the most about getting the best price.
That's what Price Assure does. You're guaranteed to get the best price.
Yeah, so it has software that checks prices in competing stores. If it finds a lower price, guess what? Instantly updates the price tag, so you don't have to worry. You are guaranteed to get the lowest price possible. They always have great savings events going on, and of course, being a tax-free Delaware helps. But on top of that, like, let's say you're a contractor out there and you're trying to get the right appliances for your client. Well, take them to the National Appliance Warehouse, because guess what? They have all of your appliance needs. Over 100 brands from Sub-Zero to Budget, 15,000 square foot showroom, and like, it just sounds like they would have every single appliance you possibly need.
And they're gonna deliver it to you exactly on time. You need installation? They're like, do you need it installed? I was like, come on. What else could you possibly need?
And the great part is that you have all this, but you also don't want to have a bad experience. You want to have a bad buying experience. Mm-mm. I mean, that's what makes National Appliance Warehouse different. It's transparency. They're real people. They care about you. Great culture. We talk about culture with all of our sports teams. What matters where you buy things as well. And National Appliance Warehouse, a difference-making culture, smart, knowledgeable, and treat you like family. So all that sounds great. You got to check it out for yourself. Go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or their showrooms in tax-free Delaware, Wilmington, Middletown. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you. Now, Spike, what did I say wrong?
No, you didn't say anything wrong. I was laughing. Every time you say treat you like family, I think actually the line is treat you like you would want your family to treat you. Because not every family is the most functional relationship. Like, would you want to say, hey, do you want the person at the store to treat you like your family treats you?
Sure.
Well, if they're depends on your family.
If they're millennial, yeah. Because you want to know what's great about millennials?
What?
Friendly.
You wouldn't even go to the store.
Well, yeah, we would.
That's treat you like your parents who scroll Instagram during your Little League games.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because millennials are much, much, much more friendly, and we don't do confrontation.
215-592-9494. Ken and Cinnamon, you're on WIP. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Ken,
do you hate millennials?
I don't hate anybody, man. I'm an open-hearted, you know, guy. Wow.
Yeah, but, it's beautiful.
You know, Jack, you mentioned about getting respect. Nobody respects millennials. What world do you live in?
I know.
They're basically blamed for everything.
I know.
So I used to point out to people, you know, when people were ragging on millennials back when, you know, basically the entire United States Armed Forces was mostly millennials and they were off, you know, doing the nation's bidding. So every generation has their highs and their lows, but thankfully they all have a percentage of them that raise their right hand.
Well, of course. And
step up to surplus.
Yeah, Spike, I mean, what do you got to say about that?
Well, no, to be clear, I want to say the men and women who serve in our military are above and beyond all of us in every generation.
There you go.
But as you get the most of the people in the military are going to be of a certain age and of a certain generation at any time. So we also had people in the military who were Gen X and we'll have Gen Z. However, I'm saying the non-military, the more Jack side of the millennials is who I'm talking about.
Well, it's funny because Jack is, you know, basically saying that millennials have gotten better as they've gotten older. Basically, everybody gets more bearable as they grow up. And
that's
no
true.
Exactly right, Ken. It's a fantastic point you just brought up.
Yeah.
Sometimes, Jack. So, first of all, it's a great day to be a founding father of Sirianni Island. So
oh, there it is. Yep.
Congratulations to the best coach in the NFL and clearly the most accomplished coach in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles. He deserves every flower he gets today for the job that he's done coaching the Eagles.
Well, he's getting a lot of money instead of flowers, which is even better.
He can buy a lot of flowers.
Yeah. I wonder when it comes. Like, I wonder if he's going to be a top five pay coach in the NFL.
Ooh, I don't know.
Because the
could be.
He could be.
Well, I would imagine. By the way, I would imagine they're spending a lot of money on their defensive coordinator, and I would bet their offensive coordinator is probably not particularly expensive.
Petullo is probably not. You know, I think Kellen Moore costs a lot to get here. I would say that they're saving money by going to Petullo.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Petullo, I think, is lower cost.
Millennials.
But I think Fangio is high.
Not listening.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Well, he better at least make more money than Sean McVay, because Sean McVay can't beat him. We've established that.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, he does two, but Sean McVay does two jobs, so.
Well, Nick Sirianni does one job. He wins almost every game.
So does Sean McVay.
Yeah.
That's not true. Look at their records.
Well, the one year Stafford got hurt. I mean, let's
not even.
Yeah, Sean McVay's not good.
So, we don't have to compare Sean McVay. Yeah.
On Alvarado, are we supposed to believe, like, the Phillies just kind of didn't notice that, you know, Alvarado, after 2 years of declining velocity, just shows up to spring training and all of a sudden he's got 2 miles an hour back, and he's in the best shape of his life. And the Phillies just kind of look at this and say, oh, wow, that's really great. We're so lucky. Thank goodness for, like, come on. You know, that's,
well, I would imagine there's some don't ask, don't tell on all of this
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. That's like, you know, your girlfriend, you know, goes on like a month-long trip, supposedly, that you don't see her, and then she comes back and, you know, she's just like, it got this whole new body, and you're like, well, I'm not going to notice that she was gone for a month and now she looks completely different. I'm just going to act like this is great. So, look, I don't think it's as big a deal, because I just think if the Phillies are going to get derailed, they're going to get derailed by the same things that have derailed them previously. They're going to get derailed because they can't hit quality pitching. So I don't think, you know, when it ultimately comes to an end at some point in October, and they're not, you know, planning a parade route down Broad Street, I don't think it's going to be because Jose Alvarado's not here. It's going to be because of the same thing that has been the reason all along, every year for the last 3 years.
Well, don't sound so giddy, Ken. I mean, geez, are you smiling through the phone when you said that?
Hey, I'm a season ticket holder, so I want the Phillies to win. But, you know, I mean, I was at that game Friday night with the ghost rain delay, because we had an hour and a half rain delay. We didn't have any rain. And the only reason they won that game Friday night is because they were playing the Pittsburgh Pirates. I mean, you know, bringing one reliever after another, you know, who just walks in runs. And if you didn't watch the game and you woke up Saturday morning and looked at the box score, you'd be like, wow.
But Ken, like, they've been good against, they haven't beat up tomato cans this year, Ken.
They can hit quality pitches. It's a problem that has been consistent with this roster. And I'm not saying it's a good thing that Jose Alvarado is not available to us. But if it doesn't go the way they want it to go, it's not going to be because of Jose Alvarado. It's going to be because
of what kind of dog you got, Ken? What kind of dog you got back there?
That I've got two. That's probably my 9-month-old golden doodle that year.
Ah, you seem like a golden doodlesman.
She's actually my wife's dog.
There you go.
There it is. There it is.
Yeah. You know what I respect most about Ken is that he would rather be right than the teams be good. So, like, Ken. I largely agree with a lot what you say about Dombrowski, but your Dombrowski thing is going to be in trouble if the Phillies win the World Series. So you would rather be right about Dombrowski than the Phillies win the World Series.
If the Phillies win the World Series, I will be the first one to come on these airwaves and say I was wrong, which comes out of my mouth like
never. Please. Yeah, no, so, I don't think you've ever been wrong, Ken.
Once or twice. I make up for it with all the other times I'm right.
Right. There
it is. One I am right about, and it is the bone that I have consistently had to pick with Spike, because I was asked, do I have a bone to pick?
Oh, what is your bone to pick?
That Brian Dable.
You know what it is.
Say it out loud.
On Sirianni Day, where we still can't get Spike to acknowledge that, you know, Nick Sirianni is a better coach than the guy up there in his old WFAN land, where he still needs to keep his friendships, which is why.
That has nothing to do with anything.
Gen X does.
Hold on, shut up, Jack.
Up in the Mecca.
He said the Mecca. Hold on, Ken.
His own words.
With all of the negative things I've said about Met fans and Nick fans, and fought with them constantly, you can't possibly think that my opinion about Brian Dable has anything to do with any real. I haven't talked to anybody from the Giants since the day I left there. So that has nothing to do with anything. My point, to you, is if Brian Dable had the roster that Nick Sirianni has, he'd probably have a better record than he has.
And my point to you is that there might be something about coaching where coaches are actually expected to, you know, coach their players to get better.
Well, and maybe one day Nick will be able to coach as much as Brian Dable does, but until then, they've taken away a lot of that responsibility.
He's just too busy putting Super Bowl contending teams on the field.
Is that what he does? He puts
Howie Roseman does that.
Come on.
He wins almost every week. He wins so frequently that when the Eagles lose two games in a row, which doesn't happen very often, all of the talk on WIP is about when we're going to fire Nick Sirianni.
You never give me any credit for being as pro Sirianni as I was for largely the entire second half of the year. I said they should give him an extension within season. I said it was the best coaching job I had ever seen. All I'm doing is being rightly objective and fair about what kind of coach Brian Dable is. The answer is we don't know.
I think we do know. So that is my bone to pick with Spike, is that I don't know what you want to base it on. If you don't want to base it on results, then you and I just view life differently, Spike. So And that's why I'm 60 years old and retired.
Yeah. Well, all right. So if we were, just real quick, Ken, if we were going to race cars, me versus you, and they gave me a Porsche and they gave you a 1985 Ford Taurus, would me beating you with my Porsche mean that I was a better race car driver than you, or would it mean that I had a better car than you?
Well, maybe I could turn my 19 whatever car around in the other direction and ram you head on and prevent you from finishing. So,
well, that,
you know,
is a truly psychotic answer.
Very boomer thing to do.
Yeah, thank you for the call.
So, millennials have better design.
I don't want anybody more texting you.
Well, I'm going through my...
What does that even mean?
Well, I think like our internal, the way our places look are very nice.
Really?
Yeah, I think we've got red carpets. We're out on, you know, we've got more hardwood floors.
I have hardwood floors.
Yeah, we're floorsmen.
Okay.
And I just, it's so, like, I work hard. I mean, like, the idea of...
You couldn't even say it with a straight face.
But I, just because I make this whole thing look easy, doesn't mean that's what you do? I wrote a book.
All right.
Father of two.
Kevin wrote a book.
Kevin did a great job. Kevin Reavy, great job.
Are you going to read his half of the book, by the way?
Nah. See, I have the PDF, and I could do it, but I don't want to.
By the way, how old is Kevin?
I think he's like 39, 38.
Okay, so he's millennial as well.
Older millennial, yeah.
Yeah, older millennial. Yeah. Closer to Gen X.
Yeah.
A little closer.
Yeah. All right. But again, I think millennials over the next 10 years are going to be great for this country.
He carried you over the finish line with the book.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You did a great job.
Ringthebellbook.com.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. The loss of Jose Alvarado, big deal or not? Speaking of big deals, the top 5 at 5 is next. Now, since Jack is in that chair, that means the top 5 at 5 is in that chair. And I guessed a little bit about...
A little bit you did.
Yeah.
You sniffed it out.
So what do we have to go? What do we have to listen for in the top 5 at 5?
I get ripped for a lot on the show.
Yeah.
Mostly by you.
Yeah.
It's about time we rank them.
Oh, rank the rippings?
Rank the things I get ripped for.
Oh, okay.
And let me guess, none of them are actually your fault.
That's correct. That's
classic millennial.
Yep.
I'm Gen Z.
Yeah.
Oh, you are Gen Z.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could sniff that out.
Yeah.
You want to talk about not working hard? That's Gen Z.
I kind of like Gen Zers.
Yeah, which is annoying. I don't know why you haven't been around them enough.
You know what? Because millennial is like the politically correct whine about how you say everything generation. Gen Z doesn't really care in the same way. Like, you guys are all like, man, call me this. Man, call me that. But Gen Z doesn't care.
All right.
You hate millennials so much that the generation that followed was going to be in your good graces no matter what.
Didn't even matter what we did.
Yeah.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions
restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.